This is the Madtown Mom Squad podcast from Magic 98. Like-minded, hardworking Madison moms discussing mom stuff.
Time to worry, time to wait.
Now here's Krista and her squad.
Life is sweet, so have a day.
Welcome back to the Madtown Mom Squad. It's Krista. I'm riding solo as my girl Karina Crade's little one is sick, so she's at home taking care of her pride and joy. But I want to let you know, Madtown, this is a very, very important topic that I share with you today with a phenomenal woman when it comes to protecting our kiddos. I want you to welcome Toni Shriver. She is a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. She is also a beautiful woman who has pursued a career in veterinarian technician. She also is giving back as a licensed CVT for the past 35 years. She is also the founder of Paws to Heal, a nonprofit which offers animal assisted therapy and animal assisted activity for children victim of child abuse. I feel like we are sisters when it comes to surviving sexual abuse. Good morning, my beautiful woman.
Thank you, Krista. I really appreciate that.
I had you on the show just to promote Paws That Heal, and I think it's a phenomenal organization that you have created. But you and I talked off air about what it was like being a child through sexual assault. Can you touch first on that,
Correct. Know,
as an adult today, what that meant to you as a child? Because this is kind of, you know, taken what you have gone through in through the power that you are today.
Correct. So, you know, you get all of your childhood stripped away from you immediately, and you then lose trust, and you don't have, you're just unsure of anything, and you now become into survival mode. Anything that is happening, you get angry, you get not sure of what is happening or who you should trust or who you shouldn't trust. And so it's a process. And if you don't deal with it, and that happened to me, I mean, I was angry for a long time. I didn't deal with it the way I did, because in the 60s, you didn't really get the children into therapy. You got the abuser. Well, you know, I didn't get into therapy right away. And so when I got into my 20s or that, it was like a self-destructive mode, you know, drinking, drugs, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't until in my 40s that, you know, I was at a job out in California, and I was so upset about my boss and the animals and that. And I went to tech school and stuff. And so I was a licensed tech, and I was like, they're not doing this. And the therapist that I actually picked, which I didn't know this at the time, happened to be a therapist that specialized in child survivors of childhood sexual abuse, adult mm-hmm. survivors. And so I was ranting and raving about, oh my gosh, my boss, this. And then she just stopped me and said, you know, have you ever been sexually abused? And I was like, oh my God, here we go again. Yes, what does that have to do with, aren't you listening to me? Well, it had everything to do with it. I wasn't dealing with it and processing it. And through that therapy session, I realized she kept asking me, what saved you? And I said, my animals, my animals, because they offer, Krista, unspoken trust. They offer unspoken patience and love. And so when you have that, you feel safe. It's just, you know, nobody's judging you. Nobody's challenging you. You're safe in right. their presence. And so I realized that was something I needed to do for children that were victims of child abuse at young age until 18, that I was going to open a nonprofit or start a nonprofit organization. So I did Paws to Heal, Passionate Animals Working with Survivors. And that's what we do, use animals to help children work through their trauma of the abuse.
Right. And I do want to apologize for what you have gone through in life. Your sexual abuse, this happened through a family member. With my sexual abuse, these were from people I didn't know. And I think you and I both agree, and it's very true with children who have been sexually assaulted, is that you feel it is your fault. You keep it to yourself. You let it grow inside. And like you said, it can grow over time. That never goes away. The anxiety anxiety never goes away. The fear never goes away. The worthlessness never goes away. It will just continue to eat at you until you realize, you know what? I need to regain power of myself. And that's what I have to do. It's taking power away from those that victimized you and taking control.
And when you're young and the abuser is an adult, someone that you should automatically trust, and they say, don't you tell anybody.
Yeah.
I don't believe in ever telling a child, keep a secret. I feel like if you're an adult and you're trying to do that, there's an underlying motivation, unless it maybe is a direct like birthday party or something directly that is verified. But if you're a teacher or if you're somebody and you're saying, don't tell, keep this between us. I feel like children don't know, like you said, the difference. They don't know, is this me being bad or I better do what they say? And then you continue to be a victim because you don't challenge anything because you're told not to.
Right. And you never know, especially as you grow up as an adult, when this is going to fester so much within inside you that it tears you down.
Correct.
It tears you apart.
I mean, I was in a self-destructive mode.
Yeah.
You know, thank God I, you know, I'm here and thank God, you know, I have a beautiful life and that. But, you know, some people, Krista, don't make it. Some children don't survive it. Some survivors don't. Rape victims, whatever, they don't make it. Whatever higher power you have or believe in, you always want somebody to be there for you and to protect you.
Right.
And I feel powerful as it is, animals can protect you.
There is a beauty when it comes to your animals, right? The minute that I like touch my cats, I feel calmness come over me. Yeah. Like the anxiety is like, oh, when I'm struggling, you know, I care with my cats to have me around and them around me. So
be sure to share, rate, and subscribe to the Madtown Mom Squad. Krista has a new episode every Tuesday. For more content and to binge past episodes, go to magic98.com or download the Magic app.
Through, you know, being a survivor of sexual abuse or physical abuse, and that's what we're discussing here today. And for those of you who have gone through this, our job is to protect now our own children as well as ourselves. But, you know, Tony is here to give those lessons on how to protect your kiddo, especially when they're out in the world, things to stay away from, things to say. So let's get into that, Tony. What are some safe words that we can teach our children, especially when it comes to protecting themselves?
If you see something, say something. If it's wrong and it looks wrong when there's somebody you see doing something within a child, you say something. It is your business. It is not your business to just, oh, I'm not getting involved.
Right.
Get involved and protect children. That is huge. So I wanted to say what's important is to teach your child like a safe word. Say that they're out, you know, you drop them off to play ball and somebody drives up and it's getting over. You're running a little bit late, but you know the coach is there and you know some more of the kids are there and the moms and the dads are coming and stuff like that. And somebody rolls up to your child and they say, oh, your mom told me to come get you. You ask them, the child can ask them, what's the safe word? It could be grandma's chocolate chip cookies. It could be whatever the parents want to teach them. Because so many times people just roll up to kids if they want to take you somewhere or if they want to say and they'll use somebody that you trust, which is your mom and dad.
Yep.
Teach your kids, hey, what's the safe word?
Right.
And I'm running late and I'm sending someone to pick you up and it's not me. They know the safe word. Yep. I've told them the safe word.
Super important because it takes a second. That's my biggest fear in my life over my daughter. I'm very much an overbearing mom when it comes to Gia being 13. And I think that still has to do with like just your gut instinct, right? Of what you've been through and whatever. So so the safe word is very much needed.
And it can be whatever they come up with family-wise.
Right.
And you don't want to, you know, the kids don't want to share it with their friends. It's to protect them. And you can make it a very user-friendly, not as scary, like somebody's going to come and get you. But just, I want to make sure that I'm the one that's picking you up. I'm the one, if I send anybody, I want to make sure you are for sure that it's I sent them.
Right.
And so it can be very, you know, non-scary, non-tactical.
I would say unicorn. So does that mean the unicorns are coming? That's what I would say.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I will go my merry way.
So you just want to do that.
Yeah. All right. So how do we teach our children to be self-aware? Because that's super important.
Yeah. I'm glad that you said your daughter's 13.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 13, that's an awkward age. There's a lot of times when you're so involved in social media, you can't quit looking at your phone. As you're walking down the street with your friends, you know, now there's somebody coming down that street and you don't even notice them. You don't notice them because you're so involved in the social media or that. What you want to tell them is, be aware of your surroundings. So if your daughter's 13 and maybe she's walking with her and her girlfriend and they're going to the football game and she sees a guy or somebody that she's just not comfortable with, she picks up her phone. She doesn't have to call you and she says, yeah, Mom, I'm on East Johnson Street. Yep, I'm almost to Bree Stevens Field. Yeah, there's this guy. He's wearing a purple shirt and he's got longer hair and he looks like this. That person doesn't know that you're not on the phone, but you're giving a location. You're describing that person that's walking to them. You can also cross the street. You don't have to be on the same side of the street. You just need to be aware. There is a lot of things to be aware of.
Yes.
So you just want to make sure that they know, hey, if you're going from A to B, make sure that you know your surroundings, who's behind you. Like, you probably feel the same way because of your abuse. Like, I don't feel comfortable when somebody's walking behind me.
Absolutely not.
I will 100% stop and let them go by. Some kids that are younger, they think, oh my gosh, I don't want to embarrass myself. It's not about embarrassing yourself. It's about safety with yourself.
So, well, and that's true too. Like, I was mugged twice within 4 months of each other. So my anxiety would skyrocket if I had some guy walking right next to me, or if I see someone coming towards me, my instant reaction now is to run. Like, that's just my reaction now after suffering, you know, through those two times. It's being aware.
And when we're working with the kids, you can incorporate that fight and flight. Animals have two things. If they can't get away from you, they're going to flight first. If they can't get away, then they're going to fight.
Yes.
Also, like when you get into your home, okay, and maybe your daughter, she's 13, she's old enough to be at her home, you know, at home until you get home by herself. I mean, she's 13, right?
Right.
I was babysitting at 10. But so a lot of front doors have windows,
right,
you know, and that decorative windows. And people, it's easy for people to punch it in, and then here's your deadbolt's right there. You can install another deadbolt underneath your door handle or down farther so that it still locks, so that it's not easy access for people to do that.
Right. You know? I always tell Gia, do never, ever answer the door. I don't ever answer the door because, I mean, it's so easy, right? As a young woman, you just get pushed back and there you go. You're
super
gonna be victimized.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are really great tips, Tony, once again.
Being a mom is hard work. The Madtown Mom Squad is here to help like-minded, hardworking Madison moms discussing, well, mom stuff. The Madtown Mom Squad, Tuesday mornings between 10 and 11, anytime at magic98.com or in the Magic app. The Mom Squad, only on Magic 98.
Now, let's talk about how we teach street safety to our kids. I mean, you've already touched base you know, with your self-awareness and which is really good. You know, trust your instinct if you do feel, you know, something's not right.
Immediately, right.
Yeah.
If you can, walk in a little group, even if it's daytime, Krista, because we know things don't just happen in bad neighborhoods. We know that they happen small towns, big towns, good neighborhoods, bad neighborhoods. So if you can, walk in a group or go across the street or start talking to yourself. You know, just be like you're a little different.
Or you just act like you're on the phone talking to someone.
Just talk.
Especially.
Just start talking and be like, and actually describe the person that you feel uncomfortable about. Mm-hmm. If you feel uncomfortable and there is a police station, a fire station, a grocery store, mm-hmm. you go in there.
Yeah.
You do not have to walk past anybody. You do not have to stay on that same street.
Right.
Teach them that, you know what? Hey, you know, the street that you're walking down, maybe if
keep your eyes locked on where you're going.
Lock it out. Yep. And if they're going to park their car, you know, that now maybe they're 16 and they're driving or their friends are driving. You park, maybe you're going into the event and it's light outside, okay? But when you come out, it's going to be dark. So pick a street light in the parking lot, a light. Park under that light if you can.
Right.
So that when you come in and check, you know, when you're walking toward the car, look under the car. Check the back seat. Don't just, you know, have your keys out so that you can, you know, pop it. And that before you get there, that you're not fumbling at your car or.
Right. And I do want to say, as far as street safety, too, is, you know, it's your classic things that you should carry, like keeping your key through your fingers if you're walking. One of the things that I did just by Gia is something called the Birdie. And this is an alarm system that goes on your wallet and you pull it. Have you heard it? And it's super duper loud. So it's an amazing thing like Mace. Also, you know, back in the day, and I wish it was more, you know, prevalent today is, you know, taking classes of, you know, of self-defense.
Yeah, we taught a martial arts. Well, we taught a street and women's self-defense and child self-defense class. And a lot of people are always like, oh my gosh, you know, how do you hit? How do you hit? It's not about that so much as you want description. You want to know, is there a mold? Is there a tattoo? Is there a permanent fixture? Because they can cut their hair. They can do that.
Yeah.
And if you would have to subside to an attack or whatever, scratching your fingernails so you have DNA under your fingernails or pulling some of their hair and throwing it off to the side, you know, I mean, that sounds sad, but, you know, if you can do some of those things, if that would be what would happen.
Right. Well, again, these are all tremendous tips when it comes to, as someone that has been through assault, to give to other parents to teach their children. And again, if you are someone that has gone through such a tremendous, horrific experience like that, please take the time to get yourself some help because it will come back to you. Something that's phenomenal that you can seek out is EDMR. This is trauma therapy. This is what I just got done doing. You know, it'll just catapult the memories that you have. So do what you can to be healthy and also speak out and never feel like you are to blame because that's the first thing you think, like, what did I do wrong? So, yeah, it's not true.
And there's no excuse for child abuse.
Absolutely not.
There just isn't. And if you see something, say something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our job.
That is
our job. To protect the children.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much. Also, Tony, for founding Pause to Heal. It's amazing. I'm sure people will have this up on our podcast as well, that they can reach out to you. Keep being a powerhouse woman and opening your voice to save so many others in this community.
Thank you so much. And anybody can reach out to us on our website. And I really appreciate the time to let everybody know, you know, who we are and that we're around for them.
Absolutely. Until next time, we'll have you on again.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Take care, Madtown.
Thanks for listening to the Madtown Mom Squad from Magic 98. Be sure to share, rate, and subscribe to the Madtown Mom Squad. Krista has a new episode every Tuesday. For more content and to binge past episodes, go to magic98.com or download the Magic app. The Mom Squad, only on Magic 98.